the table. If it's coming for a meal, boy, the preparation that goes in, the best china comes out. And the silverware comes out. And the best glasses come out. We're going to have company. Do we really anticipate the arrival of Jesus? Usually if somebody invites me to go someplace, come to their home or something, they kind of dress up a little bit. And that kind of makes them feel good. But they got all fixed up just for me to come. Wow! I think the Lord would like to see us when He comes. All ready, all prepared. I wonder if we as Christians are doing the same as we would for people on this earth in anticipation of His arrival. Really looking for Him to come? Or is He going to catch us by surprise? Used to be when I made pastoral visits, I could be riding down the road and I'd just stop in. Not anymore. Make an appointment. There were a few times when I did that and I heard scurrying going on when you were inside. I saw a curtain move. We make appointments nowadays. Well, God hasn't made an appointment. Jesus hasn't made an appointment for His return. He's going to surprise us. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. It's going to be a surprise. I remember as a child, there was a track. And the track said, be found doing nothing that you would not want to be found doing when Jesus comes. Be found in no place you would not want to be found when Jesus comes. Be saying nothing that you would not want to be found saying when Jesus comes. In other words, live your life in anticipation because you don't know. You could be riding down the road and if He decides to come and you're the driver, you're out of here. If you're the passenger in the car, you better hope you're prepared and ready if the driver's leaving. Amen? Because in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, Christ will come. Well, I'm going to use a very familiar passage of Scripture, one that I almost use at every funeral of the same God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Amen.
And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. Are you looking for it? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Had a man on the eastern shore in my church that was building a house. And he told me one time, he was a perfectionist. Every semaphore had to be absolutely straight. You know, everything had to be absolutely right on 16, what have you, no variation, nothing. That's all right. But he told me one day, I hope the Lord doesn't come back till I get my house built. I want to be able to live in it. Well, that house is still sitting in the woods. He doesn't live in it, his wife doesn't live in it, and his kids do not live in it. But they got divorced. And he lives someplace else. He's living with another woman. She's way out in Pittsburgh. One of the boys just died not too long ago. Put a hose in his car window, took his life. So I wonder, maybe he was too rooted in the things of this life, in this world, rather than looking for the coming of Christ. Jesus makes a promise to return. If somebody promises you something, do you want them to keep their promise? A year ago, Andy and Joey stood in front of me and they made a promise to each other to love, to comfort, to cherish all of those good things until I get tired of you. No. That's not in my service. Till death us do part. And every now and then you might have to remind somebody what they promised in sickness and in health. During good times, with your teeth in
and your teeth out. You're only using your gums regardless.
Promises. Jesus made a promise to everybody who served him. I will come again. You notice he uses the personal pronoun I. That is, he, him, in person. Hallelujah. Yes. The one who walked on the water. The one who touched the blind eye. The one who reached out and touched the leper and he was made whole. The one who the woman with the issue of blood touched the garment that he wore and she was made well. He's the one. The one who died on the cross. He said, I, in person, me, that is myself, I am coming back. Not someone else. Not an archangel or some other heavenly dignitary. You know, I remember Paul Boswell used to be the mayor of Smithburg. Little short fellow. And boy, he was a fireball. And one day, the post office couldn't remember where his office was in town hall, and they insisted on putting his mail in the post office and making him come there and pick it up. And he said, I want it delivered to my office. And so they wouldn't do it. He took a big wrench, went down to the post office, took the cover off of the water well, got down in the pipes, and shut the water off to the post office. Made national news. little town mayor takes on the federal government. He said to them, when you learn where my office is, you'll get your water back. They learned where his office was. Then he was trying to get a permit to do some work around Smithsburg from the federal government. And he went through this one, and he went through that one, and he went through this one. No one had the answer. And one day a fellow showed up in his office, and he wanted to know who he was. He said, I'm here to talk about the permit for the town of Smithsburg. And he said, who are you? And the man told him, he said, I don't want to talk to Tonto. I want to talk to the Lone Ranger. See, this is where we are. The man turned around and walked out. A week or so later, another man walked in his office, and Paul looked up, and the man said, I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm telling you, Jesus in person, himself, not Michael, not Gabriel, not some other dignitary of heaven, but the Lord himself gave the promise that, and he said, I'm coming back. That is the Son of God, the creator of the universe, the wonderful one, the counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He
because
they'll never call you. And so I have my book in my hand, or in my pocket here, and as soon as one of the pastors said, "I want to have you come preach a revival for me," I pull my book out. And here's what I've got over. And that's how I booked revival back then. If somebody's promising you to come and they don't show up, what'll be left now? You ever invited somebody to church? And on a Sunday morning, you're watching for them, you're looking at the door, you're looking for them to come, you're all excited, you've got a place safe for them to sit, and you keep watching and keep watching, and they never show up. Oh my, what a letdown. But I'm telling you, what Jesus said here is, He showed up. You can mark it. And He makes it exciting, because like I said a while ago, He doesn't tell us when He's coming. Praise the Lord. He doesn't tell us it's going to be such and such a time. He said, "I'm coming. You be ready when I get there." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That keeps us on the edge of our seat all of our life. Believe me, I've been hearing this preached all of my 67 years. For 50 years, Jesus is coming. That doesn't make it any less important. It doesn't mean that He's not coming. He's delayed His coming. He's put it off a little while. No, that makes it more exciting. When you see that bright light behind the cloud, you'll wonder, is that Him? Is that Him? Is He arriving today? Hallelujah! When you go to bed at night, you pray. Can you imagine? million, 100 million people just in a moment, in an instantaneous moment, 100 million people vanished from the face of the earth. Hallelujah! And if they're looking for them, where the police departments are on the alert, and the FBI is watching out, and the whole world is concentrated. Where did these people go? Look up! Your redemption, brother! He's coming back again! Amen! The second time without sin unto salvation. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now Jesus gave a reason for coming again. And I like this. He said, to receive his disciples. Reception does he have in store? Glory. The Lord himself will come down from heaven. The Lord himself will come down from heaven to receive. You know, this one that I sing about every Sunday morning when I come to church, this one that I preach about every Sunday, this Jesus, this one that we have communion and remember what he did for us the first Sunday of every month, this one that I've talked to all of my life, this one that I've gone to church and worshiped all of my life, one of these moments he himself will split the eastern sky and I'll hear his voice. Look up, and there he is. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's coming with a shout. Now, this shout in the original language means a military cry of incitement or a command to action. Oh, hallelujah. That's like the sergeant saying, attention! I've been there on the military camp. I remember when Chris graduated from boot camp. We were all excited. We went out to St. Louis, or went out to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and there we were, and saw all these troops, fresh recruits that have been through boot camp, and they're all dressed up, and they're ready to graduate from boot camp, and boy, when that commander gave a command, they saluted. Everybody stood in a line. Attention was brought. When he told them at ease, they went immediately into action. That's the kind of command that God is going to. I'm up here preaching that. Don't worry. It's under control. That command is given when Jesus comes. I'm almost saying that. He steps down off of the front.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Are you ready? He steps. Well, the first thing he's going to do is stand up. Woo! Hallelujah. Going to stand up from the throne. Going to look over at Gabriel. And he's going to step down off the throne. Hallelujah. And he's going to, he's going to get on a cloud of Shekinah glory. He's going to be riding on down by. And the astronauts that are on Mars are going to say, what was that? Hallelujah. As he comes on down to earth, and he arrives, when he comes, he's coming with a shout. I don't know what it's going to be. Begin to happen. Hallelujah. He's for us. The voice of the archangel, in other words, the commanding angel of heaven, will give a rallying cry for all the armies of heaven to come together and come behind Jesus as he descends to the earth. Well, I feel like going up right now. Hallelujah. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine in that moment, in that twinkling of an eye, as he descends, he shouts, the angels of heaven by the millions begin to gather in the heavens and come behind him, all to receive the saints. Hallelujah! All to receive you and I unto himself. The trump of God shall sound. When Chris got married, we had trumpeteers with a big long trumpet in the Mercerburg Academy Chapel. And they stood up in the balcony. And when the wedding was about to start, they blew their trumpets. Wow! Got everybody's attention. When the trumpeter blows, hallelujah, the trump of God will sound. They will arouse the attention of all of heaven and earth and will announce the descent of Christ to receive this saint. I'm telling you, this is not just no little showtime. This is big time. Hallelujah. All of heaven is ready to come. And the trumpet sounds. I can see Jesus begin to move. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. The trumpet sounds. And guess what happens next? The dead in Christ. This is part of the reception. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall get up out of the ground. Well, praise the Lord. Mom and Dad laying up there in Fairview Cemetery. In Mercersburg, amen. The Lord tarries long enough, I'll be laying alongside of them. I've got two extra lots there for anybody who wants to die and be buried next to me. No takers? Oh, Brother Tim. Amen. The dead! Can you imagine? I'd just love to be having a funeral about that time. Glory. I'd love to hear that trumpet sound. Praise God. I'd love to see the lightning flash tonight. I'd love to look up and see the multitudes of angels coming with him, and the shout of the Lord, and the one in the casket blows the veil off, and out they come. Hallelujah. And the grave next to me flops open, and out they come. Some of the dead saints that been in church and gone around. Lord. You talk about revival? Woo! The instantaneous. I can see somebody sitting in church and they're not ready to meet the Lord, and all of a sudden 50% of the church starts going on and they say, "Oh God!" Glory. That's going to be. But then, we which are alive and remain shall be. Are you ready? Are you ready? They're going to be. There's such power in the voice of Christ, the command that he did. Hallelujah. Instantaneously, those of you that are here that are 70 and 80 and 90 years old, I'm gonna, oh, it's gonna be awesome.
And in that moment, we will arise to meet the Lord in the air. And somebody said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Are you ready? Are you looking for Him? Are you ready for Him to come? Do you want Him to arrive? Is it all right if He comes today?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Harry, don't worry about the specialist anymore.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory. You ladies that are worried about the extra pounds, you will instantaneously be absolutely perfect in the spiritual body that God's going to give you. Amen. No more aspirin. No more Percocet. No more whatever else. Hallelujah. You line them up in the morning. Some of you even have the little container Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hallelujah. We're going to put Walmart out of business in their drugstore. Hallelujah. We're even. They're instantaneously going to lose business. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. The dead come out of the grave. They'll come out of the ocean. Amen. They'll come out of wherever they were buried or put. That big old shark that ate that gentleman somewhere is gonna give up the dead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the saints of God will arise. You talk about a reunion. You talk about a gathering. He is going to receive His disciples unto Himself, and where He is, there we may be also. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. The Lord of the universe wants us with Him. Glory. Hallelujah. He wants us to be in His presence. Amen. When you invite me over for dinner, when you do, remember, I've got my calendar right here. And I arrive, that makes me feel so wanted. These people really like me. They've invited me into their house. Don't worry about the dogs and the cats. I can pluck hairs later. Amen. Just to be with you. Just to be in your presence. Amen. You don't know what a blessing that is. Just to come and sit down. When you say, put your feet under my table. What a joy. What an opportunity. What a pleasure that is to know I'm wanted. And Jesus is saying, I want you. Oh, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You want me? Lord, do you know where I was born? Up in the Mercerburg corner in an old log house. Lord, do you know who my parents were? They were poor people. Poor folk. My dad, when he went to work, what he took for lunch was a jar of cereal soaked in milk. And when he had his lunch at lunchtime working hard, that's all he had to eat. Maybe some jelly bread along with it. Poor folk. And you want me to come up there and be with you. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! That's exciting, saints! Amen! Come on, dance with me this morning. Jesus wants us with Him in His presence.
He wants us to be in a special place. Hallelujah. That He Himself has prepared just for His saints. Glory. Hallelujah. President invites you down and... invites me to dinner, and they set up a special plate with my name on it. Woo! They redecorate the Lincoln bedroom for me to sleep in. I'm sorry, Brian, I get away from this mic up here. I am 15 minutes over. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus is making a special place. The King of the universe. The Mighty One. The One who created all things. He's making a special place just for you and I. Wow! Isn't that something? It's a place where God dwells. That's where I'm going. Hello? It's a place that is holy and undefiled. It's a place of beauty. It's a place of love. It's a place of no sorrow, but all joy. Hallelujah. Amen. A place where death is vanquished and a place of eternal life. That's the place He has prepared. That's the place He has for us to go live in. How many are looking forward to going? How many want to go? Amen. How many are going to be sitting on the edge of your life seat just waiting? Praise God. He's coming. I'm looking for Him. I can't wait till He gets here. Hallelujah. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, stand with me and let's sing together this morning. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. Here.